coming in next to the stage from One Shot, Liz.
Oh my God.
Wait, hold on.
Anderson.
I thought it was Anderson. I'm like, wait, no, I have a friend named Liz Anderson. It can't be right. Let me do that one more time. From One Shot, Liz Anderson.
If we're going to talk about how many Lizzies are in Chicago, we're going to be here for fucking ever.
Can I use this?
I'm sorry.
Can I use this? Or yeah. I don't know about you, but I'm here for Alex Manish origin stories, so it's been a good night for me. Thank you. First of all, thank you to James and Kat for enveloping me in your magical wonderland. I had never played an RPG since, I think, about 6 months ago, and in the process, I've realized, oh, there's an entire world of stuff that I didn't even know, so it's been very cool, and thank you for that. I'm originally from Florida, if you can tell by the fact that I no longer live in Florida. I do love my home state, and like many states, we all have to suffer through our stereotypes. One of the most prescient and infinitely repeatable memes out there is called the Florida Man. It's a catch-all for any criminal caught doing something particularly crazy, mean, or meth-fueled. What people don't understand about the myth of the Florida Man is that Florida is the place where people go to start their second lives. In their first lives, there's something that they want to forget, / run away from, / do arson to. And Florida is about the furthest away you can get without a passport. And so they come here. They set up shop, get normal jobs at normal car dealerships, make normal friends, buy normal houses, go home at the normal end of the day where they get arrested for getting their penises stuck in the chain link fence of a Montessori school. This is a story about second lives. The first time I got my heart broken, it was not by a boy. It was by a band. A marching band. In my junior year of high school, there was absolutely nothing I wanted more than to be the drum major of the Gulf Coast High School marching band. That's where I went. That would be weird if I didn't. at my school, the food chain was kind of a bit inverted. The marching band was actually the cool thing to do. They were at, like, this... it was the swirling mass of, like, cool hip kids. There was, like, 300-plus students in the marching band. And at the top of that were the drum majors. They were the best. They were popular. They were respected. And they got to wear these fucking killer sequin dresses and high-heeled boots. It was amazing. And I wanted it so bad. And, guys, I was so good at it. I was so good. To this day, I still remember my conducting routines and even the triplet part of School's Out for Summer. Oh, there's a triplet in it. Listen to it again. I had been woodwind captain the year before, one of the youngest ever. I had a 5.2 GPA. That shit was mine to lose. So the day of the auditions came. It was a May afternoon after school. The panel was two former drum majors, a few officers, some of the band staff, and our band director's wife and our band director, Mr. H. A little bit of background about Mr. H. He was the prototypical cool teacher. The popularity of the band had a lot to do with him as a director, and that's why because he was a genuinely nice guy. Mrs. H., his wife, I had never had that much of a rapport with. Which is why it was strange when, during the question and answer portion of the audition, she asked me the following question. Now, some officers have come up to us to say that your discipline style can sometimes come across as mean. What do you have to say about that? Now, that was out of nowhere. I had never really considered it. Like, mean? Who was calling me mean? Was this coming from her? Or had Mr. H asked her to ask me that so he wouldn't have to ask it? So I gave her kind of a flailing response about authority and working as a team and kind of left it at that. So there's not a whole lot left to that story. Of course, I did not get drum major. I wept like a fucking schoolgirl in front of my peers at our end of the year band banquet, which was in front of like a huge auditorium of people. And in the coming year, I filled that space with other things like drama club and boyfriends. But through my senior year, I could not stop thinking about that question Mrs. H had said. I mean, mean? Was I mean? And the more I thought about it, the more I realized, yeah. So throughout the course of my high school career, I'd been creating this narrative for myself as this beleaguered nerd. I didn't have a lot of friends, but that's because I was quiet and introverted, like a beautiful baby bird wrapped in a cocoon of silk and star beams. Ooh. But in reality, I was an asshole. Here's a few asshole things I did in high school. In sophomore year, I was obsessed with Catcher in the Rye. And I would get into arguments with people after class about what they didn't get about what Holden Caulfield was trying to do. In junior year, a bunch of people got mad at me because during our end of the year research presentations, which, by the way, we were doing as a competition for scholarship money, during the presentations, I asked them a bunch of questions, deliberately trying to poke holes in their research.
Yeah.
And third, incidentally, for that competition specifically, I wrote a paper about how intelligent design was right. Oh. All right. Okay, so coming to terms with my assholery has been a very important part of my growth as a person. So each year I develop more in empathy and I realize, oh, fuck me, I was awful. Because the world gets bigger and scarier the longer that you're in it. So in this couple years post-grad and in college and in post-college, I've attempted to shove off the Florida girl that I used to be, and I hope to be able to grow into the nice, kind Florida woman that we'd all like me to be. On a side note, during my sophomore year in college, I got an email from my mom with just a link to a newspaper article attached from the Naples Daily News, my hometown paper. I opened up the link to read the headline. Gulf Coast High School band director charged with having sex with student, bond set $175,000. I remember skimming the details in the body. Affair with a freshman student. Engaged with sex at the school. Told the victim he would commit suicide before going to jail. Over the next few years, other band alums and I would go on to read other headlines. Gulf Coast band director pushed out a former California job due to deficiencies. Embattled band director had affair with student, his current wife, and former drum major. April 2011, former band director found guilty, sentenced to 30 years in prison. In 2013, Collier County denied Mr. H a request for a new trial, and that's the last that we've heard from him. Turns out there are worse things than being mean.
Thank you, Liz Anderson. Anderson is my name one more time. You know what, Liz? I will go and listen to Schools Out again. I will take that challenge.
There's a fucking triplet in there.
I believe that there's many. I believe you. I love Alice Cooper.